I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to enjoy an alcoholic beverage or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know nothing about the drinks that we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of liquor out there that we are not acquainted with.
And as we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to tipple and drink along with us while we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdict if we are going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it so you don't have to.
And it's definitely not just an excuse to open up the drinks cabinet on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Oh, Sally, the scummy mummies. They were lovely, weren't they?
They were scummy.
They were. We could do like a tribute act to them, and we could call ourselves the Baron Karens, couldn't we?
Oh, you speak for yourself, Lou, with your dusty womb.
Yeah. Oh, what's that knocking on the door? Oh, gosh, it's just like a disused loft. They were lovely. And we drank, what did we drink? We drank an Aperol Spritz.
We had Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh,
what goes into an Aperol Spritz again? Aperol and Prosecco.
The Spritz.
Yeah, it's the Spritz. It's pretty nice.
Of course it is. They were brilliant. Oh, God. And Joss's Giants. What a brilliant programme that was. That was for the 1980s, 1990s crowd.
Yeah.
He's their tour manager because he is...
Ellie's dad.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. I had a good old Google afterwards. I was so excited.
Let's stop talking and let's listen.
Okay.
Hello, scummy mummies.
Hello.
Helen and Ellie.
We were having a brief talk before we pressed record with, and Helen suggested that she'd got her wanking abilities down to 2 minutes, which reminded me of when my mate Susu, who happens to be a Lesbitarian, that is key to this story. We used to have a competition many years ago as to who could wank the quickest before the end of the Coronation Street titles had finished.
In the same room?
No, not in the same room. No. Oh, God,
whatever,
no.
Whatever floats your boat,
no,
Lou.
No,
I mean, wow.
Just a little... set. On set.
Yeah.
While you're extras. Yeah.
But because she was a Lesbitarian, she's got the special technique, you see. I feel I just fumble around with my flaps.
I was going to mention that I got two vibrators last week, actually. One by Lily Allen and one by Gwyneth Paltrow.
They're doing their own vibrators.
They're doing their own vibrators.
Yeah, they put the batteries in themselves and everything. It must take hours.
Awesome.
How they find the time, I just don't know.
Yeah.
Does Gwyneth sort of like, oh no, I'm because you know she's into
hers
like,
will be made out of cork or something sustainable, won't it?
Yeah. Vagina scented candles and all of that. Does her vibrator?
Oh, it's got a built-in steamer.
Oh,
So you can it's also good if you want to cook some vegetables at the same time. It's very useful.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yes, it's multi-purpose.
Oh,
yeah.
It's her website up as well. Whose
drink are we gonna go for first? Because I've not made mine yet and I don't know how to do it. So
I've just opened my Aperol Spritz and my Prosecco.
So who's chosen the Aperol? I can't remember who.
That is me, right. Helen the Australian.
Hello, Helen.
So a good lug of Aperol first.
Okay.
That's the
when
way.
You say good lug, like a...
Like that?
Like a third of the glass,
ooh,
I would say.
Hello, okay. We like you.
And then...
Like that.
And then, perfect. And then I would say another third in Prosecco and then top up fizzy water as you like. And then a couple of orange slices if you want to be a fancy pants.
But you don't need it.
Gone are the days of halftime at football.
Do you know?
This is. I wish I'd chosen Power Shandy for my drink now. My drink's quite boring.
What
at
is
university,
a Power Shandy?
Well, there's different variations. It's like a local delicacy. So there's different variations where you are. But I went to university in Sheffield and the variation there was you get... a shot of vodka and a Red Bull, put them in a pint glass, and then you top it up with Stella Artois.
Oh, God.
And then you'll find yourself in a fight within about 18 minutes.
Brilliant.
Excellent. Really
but
good.
But that's, I mean, it takes a little bit more time to get into a fight than it does for Helen to have a wank by the sounds of it. 2 minutes.
Oh, Speedy Gonzales.
Do you know?
Yes.
This drink is where Sally and I, we sort of bonded over. A hatred of Aperol spritz.
Oh.
Yeah. So this, we didn't really know each other properly before.
They didn't do it properly though, did they?
No, they didn't, did they? I've not put any. Do you know, I filled it up and I forgot to put the water in. Hang on.
There really is no need.
Oh, you know, you're not supposed to spritz it over your face. You are supposed to drink it. Is that where you went wrong?
Yeah. Well,
Ellie, you haven't got an Aperol, have you?
So
you
I'm sorry.
What you could do is commentate.
Yes. So we're sniffing the.
And the Prosecco's gone in the glass. Prosecco's in the glass. The Aperol's about half full. A little special water there. A little bit of ice. Lou's going for it. Lou's going in. She's going straight in. She's downing it. She's done this before. The woman likes to swallow. And next we've got Sally. Sally's more tentative. Taking it in. Taking a sip. And Sally Hayward has drunk the drink.
Oh, that's a good one, isn't it?
It reminds me of Tizer. Maybe I'll put some water in because it's a bit cloyy.
Yeah, it can be a little bit syrupy. Yeah, it can be. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's got a. It's quite. Yeah, it can be quite heavy drink. But you've done a lovely touch.
Just like the Italians.
Stirring it with my pen.
Do we know what it is? Aperol. I mean, have we any idea what's in it? It's an aperitif.
I think it was boiled down Tizer. Is it not?
I think you might be right. I think. Oh. It does. It says that, but in Italian.
No one's been insulted by that at all.
Lynn's got so many accents that she just reels off. Don't you, Lou? Oh, that is lovely. Well done. Good choice. Now, do you drink this a lot, Helen, this Aperol?
Yes, I do. I do. And it's meant to be a summer drink. I first got into it. I worked in Venice for 3 months. Oh. Fancy pants. And I used to drink it every night by the canals. And I got to love it. And in Italy, they serve it with a massive green olive.
Oh.
Just floating on the top.
The level of shock at that remark was much more than what anyone said about wanking. Olive? Oh! That's shocking. That's shocking in this company. That's amazing.
Can't imagine it. The orange, I can sort of think, I could see a couple of slices of orange in there. Yeah. But the olive.
It's got a vague touch of Campari about it, hasn't it? Or a martini type flavour. So maybe the olive is not so much of a surprise to me.
No, it's almost a salad really with orange orange and olive. It's lovely. Ellie and I drank a lot of it. When we were in Edinburgh, we had quite a lot of it, as well as many pints.
Let me blow your minds. Blows your minds, at Christmas time, Helen knows this, I like to serve a winter Aperol spritz.
Ooh, that is very nice.
With a cranberry juice and a sprig of rosemary.
So Aperol, Prosecco, cranberry and a sprig of rose. Now, is that rosemary. Something you've invented yourself or... Is that something that's happened?
Yeah, I saw it on a website.
To other people.
But,
saw it on a website, okay.
Sure, I invented it myself.
I was thinking that's pretty, it's pretty like spontaneous, isn't it? Just chuckle that in.
Yeah, and it's very nice. It's
and then you
good.
Roasted a lamb. Oh, that's lovely.
Do you know, rosemary is a herb, but I'm not keen on.
Are you not?
Really?
No, I mean, I'll shove anything in my mouth within reason, but rosemary, I just can't get to grips with it. Just can't.
Well, we feel like that about dill, don't we, Helen? We don't like dill.
Dill tastes like old grass. Mm. Rosemary, you can't have your roast lamb or your potatoes without rosemary. It's very good.
I just can't, it's a bit too, I think what it is it reminds me of when I was younger and my mum used to cook lamb all the time, but not properly. Mm. So I'd get that smell of dead animal cooking, but with a tree burning with it. Do you know what I mean? And I can't. I very very rarely have lamb these days because of that connection. Isn't it funny?
Your mum ruined it.
Yes, she did.
For you.
Isn't it funny how a smell can take you back on a journey?
How on earth do you survive with barbecues in a garden?
Oh, that's fine because that's absolutely fine because it's all dead animal.
Because your mum's not there cooking.
Yes, exactly. It's
never
fine.
A variety of animals.
Yeah.
She's very hurt. Why do I never get invited to Lou's barbecues? I don't know. I'm very upset about it.
Because I don't have any.
Now she knows.
No, but my sister lives in Brazil, so we go to the meat houses in Brazil. And that's like full on kind of like they bring the animal round on a trolley.
Oh, yeah.
And you just point at it. They don't just bring the lump like they do over here. They wheel it round like on a hospital bed.
Oh, then, we love that. We go to one of those in very, very glamorous when we do a show in Leatherhead, don't we, Helen?
That's right. There is a there's a Brazilian meat house, and they bring it around on swords.
Yeah.
And then you have like the red card, green card.
Yeah.
And silly girls that we are. Silly, hungry, greedy girls. We like to have a meat feast before we go on stage.
Oh, brilliant,
Oh, I mean, it just makes you feel so light when you're dancing around on stage for an hour and a half.
Having to hold down burps every now and then, aren't you?
Leatherhead is just like São Paulo, though. Just like São Paulo.
It is, exactly. And we always used to go with my dad when he was our roadie, when he could drive in that. So he used to go, and he always does the same thing, doesn't he, Ellen? He always goes, oh, this is nice. Oh, I should bring your mother here. And I go, no, she would hate this. And he goes, yeah, no, but I should bring her here, shouldn't I? And then he goes and tells her about it. And she says, no, I don't want to go there, Jim. I'd hate that. So it's like a ritual now. We go to the meet, we talk about my mum, and then they have a row about it. It's a really nice family tradition now. It's good.
Oh, that's nice. Annually. My mum's a vegetarian, but she will eat chicken if forced.
But she used to cook. She used to cook you lamb.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She ruined meat for herself.
Yeah.
Before I ask you the next question, I will just say this: my auntie Kathleen and my uncle Morris live in Leatherhead. Anyway,
should we have a little sip of Ellie's drink as well? Let's really get ourselves fucked up for tonight, then, Sally.
I feel bad that Ellie's sitting there having to watch. Helen, you can commentate if you want on this one.
Oh yes, okay.
I've got to get it open first.
Ellie is very, she loves wine. She's very good at drinking wine.
But she's
quite strict on terms of anything but Chardonnay. So I, as a proud Australian, love a woody, and we had this lovely conversation with Jenny and Claire, a wood chippy Chardonnay that almost tastes like you're gnawing on a bit of bark. That's what I like. Mm.
Proper
and almost
of,
the colour of...
Sort of noughties. Yeah. You know, the sort of 2000s Chardonnay was very fashionable, wasn't it? Very.
Almost moving towards an orange wine that's so sort of, you know, like a dehydrated wee.
Yes, one of those really thick ones.
They were out of fashion, weren't they? But now they're coming back, the Chardonnay, aren't they?
Funny
as
that,
Sally has told us.
I'm telling you,
it's
the only reason when you've said that, it's because I've decided it and I've got no evidence of that, but I've said Chardonnay is coming back. For sure.
I've gone with a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. Is that okay, Ellie?
I might have accidentally drunk all the Sauvignon Blanc over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
But I've gone for a peanuts Grigio.
Okay.
You had one job, Ellie.
It's all the fucking same. It's all fucking white.
It is.
It's just still fucking vinegar. Do you know what I mean? It's all white piss. Just get it down, you. If I'd not told you, you'd never have been the wise. You wouldn't have been like, oh, that's not a Sauvignon Blanc in that glass there. You know,
I would have done. Mm. My eye is very good. I can
see. She's only got the one that functions. I do like, we did have a guest recently who absolutely abhorred Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, yeah. Emma Kennedy.
What?
Yeah, she was really vehemently.
She said it could go fuck itself.
Yeah, she says Sauvignon Blanc can go fuck itself. But I didn't really, that point, I didn't want to tell her that I actually really enjoy a Sauvignon Blanc. And I felt a bit like, oh, yeah, I'm with Emma. But secretly, I was like, oh, no, I really like it. So I'm really glad you chose.
I like it. Yeah, I'm going to defend it. But I'll go further than that. All right. She wants to say Sauvignon Blanc go fuck itself. Chardonnay is a big cunt. There you are. I've said it. I'm not taking it back. You can't make me.
No, you can't. You can't go back from that, Ellie.
It's out there.
You cannot.
A big sort of orangey cunt.
Urine sample.
This is it. I like, I know you can't see it for listening, but I like a wine that looks like you've overhydrated.
You've been
drinking pints and pints of water for far too long, so you need to piss every 8 minutes, and it's almost the colour of the water that's already in the toilet. That's what I want.
So I would say that's more of a smug wee. Mm. Someone who's like, I live very well. Just look at my wee. I'm happy to show you it. It's very nice. How much Sauvignon Blanc have we drunk together, do you think, in the last 8 years, Ellie? So Ellie and I have been together 8 years. We're professional level drinkers, I think you would say. Not alcoholics, I would say professional drinkers. And we're very good at our gigs that every theatre we go to, we sell out the bar or have the biggest bar takings of the night.
Oh, well
We're very
done.
Proud of that.
Well, yes. Clapping for that. Well done.
Girls.
Oh, yeah.
You're
goodness.
Still alive, A. And B, yes. I wanted to ask you this because obviously Sally and I are new on our journey of working together. And getting pissed together over Zoom is very different to doing it in real life. We've had no fights yet, have we? So
I do get the sex out of the way first. I would say that. Have you done that?
Yeah.
No,
get
not the sex. Out of the way. No, because we've done this over the Zoom, you see. So,
Look, it hasn't stopped me with my online dating doing the sex over the Zoom.
But not, I mean, not with me, know, but yes.
Not with Ellie, no, just with people I don't know.
Which is always the best way, though, I
isn't
find.
It? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, I think so. I mean, it gives a real personal touch.
Yeah. Have you two ever, like, so you've been doing, you drink, I watched some of your Edinburgh videos because I'm a professional, Sally. And I was they're chugging away. And then I saw one where you were like holding up cards and you were wearing leotards. And I thought, God, I wish I could get away with that, but I can't. But have you ever sort of like you've been drunk and you've been doing your shows? Have you had a row while you've been working together? Or do you just have those drunken love-ins?
Unbelievably, we don't actually drink before a show. I know it looks that way. One would think that level of... I know, you'd think that level of incompetence and filth could only be achieved through drunkenness. But in fact, I'm sad to tell you, it is sobriety that is the product
shit,
of.
Oh, shit, Sally.
Yeah. So, but no, when we do the podcast, we do drink, often too much, some would say. In fact, everyone would say that. But tonight is actually, I don't usually drink on a Monday anymore. So this is a special treat for me.
Just Tuesday.
Excuse to drink.
Tuesday to Sunday. Yeah. Monday's the one night off, well, but well done.
Like Edinburgh, that's the rule all the way through the year. Have Mondays off. That's the Edinburgh rule.
Extend it to the rest of the time. And in Edinburgh, you put Mondays in as well.
Maybe. Now I've got these two glasses in front of me, but you can't see what I've got in front of me. Am I going to go for A or am I going to go for B? Is it the Sauvignon Blanc or the Aperol Spritz? I'm going to move them around.
Nothing can go wrong.
And we've
nothing
lost Lou. We've lost Lou.
Is it A or B you want me to drink next?
Well, who are you asking?
All of you.
Well, I don't know which is which.
I know.
Oh,
that's
A.
A.
Oh, okay, A.
A for Aperol.
Excellent.
What a shit
game. B for Blanc.
It's the worst it's game fucking awful. Ever. I mean, like...
That is the worst game I've ever seen, and I watch a lot of Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway.
I'm insulted. It's the choice, because I can't... I've got two drinks, and I didn't want to favour one over the other because you're two lovely ladies, and I didn't... I felt like I would be favouring one of you over the other if I'd have... Fuck it, I'll just drink
We don't.
Put one no, I would say that.
Or pour together. One into the other. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Oh. Exactly, Sally.
That has been one of the benefits, I would say, of our friendship and business relationship, which the latter obviously being the more important one for me, is that we don't really compete generally. We don't have a competitive, it's not part of our dynamic.
No. And I remember reading an article about double acts, and they said a lot of the falling out of male double acts is that one will want to be top dog. Well, female double acts last a lot longer because you're like, oh no, after you. Yeah. No, I'm happy for you.
Do you know?
Well, you're like that. Really... And I'm like, no, it's my turn. I'll do it. No, this is what we're doing.
Exactly.
But you're all right with it.
You must have proper drunk stories, you guys.
Oh, hundreds of them.
Come on then. Let's hear them.
Dreadful people. But yeah, like, especially in Edinburgh, we were drunk every night for whatever it was, 28 days or whatever. And that was excellent. And I love the fact that bars were open till like 5 a.m. Yeah. So we had an excellent routine because our show was at 8. So we'd do the show, get dressed, and then head straight to the bar and then just drink until, 2, 3 a.m., Ellie?
Oh, minimum, yes. And the only reason we would stop drinking then is because we'd be hungry and we'd be like, let's go home and get some food.
Where are your kids at this point?
Oh, in London.
Oh.
Ovs. Yeah, we left them with our, London's, my then husband.
Oh, London's where you normally live then.
Yes.
Yeah, we just drop them off with like a handkerchief tied to a stick.
Dick Whittington and go like,
yeah, good luck.
Yeah. No, it's like the opposite of the war. We sent the kids to London instead of sending them out.
Find yourself, guys.
We adored that time. And then we'd have a boozy lunch, right? And then go home for a nap/wank. You know, double wank if you're feeling excited.
A nank, as I like to shorten it.
What did you call
nap and a wank, boom, boom, nap and a wank, boom, boom.
But you do like before...
Wank and a nap, surely.
Yeah. When...
Wank and a nap, yeah.
Yeah, WAP means something different, I think you'll find.
No, right. Damn
not,
it.
Not dissimilar, I grant you. Not
no,
dissimilar.
No, you'd hope it is a bit, you know, WAP.
Lou, you're about
so,
to speak.
Yeah, no, so like what I love is the fact that Ellie, you've got connections with Scotland, and Helen, you're connected with Australia. Very, very heavy drinking cultures there.
Yes, very proudly boozy.
Yeah. When did you come over to the UK, Helen?
It'll be 17 years in June.
Right. So like in your youth then, when you were in Australia, you'll have
caned, absolutely caned it. Yeah. I used to and also I worked in the art. So I used to work for art galleries, and there'd be like art openings all the time, like exhibition openings, and it would all be free wine. And we were, you know, when I was in my 20s and working in galleries, it would be alcoholic. I remember once being so hungover, I'd thrown up at home, walked to the gallery, got a McDonald's, two egg McMuffins, two sausage and egg McMuffins, and then gone to a meeting and then go, and threw up the egg McMuffins and then like cleaned myself up and then went back to the meeting in the gallery. But I lived really hard. Back in your 20s, you could do that. You could bounce back.
What was your drink of choice in the 20s? In your 20s? In the 20s?
I'm not that fucking old.
In your 20s.
It's got to be a cocktail, surely.
I was a G&T girl and still very much before it became the mum's drink. Everyone talks about gin. Love a gin and tonic. And and red wine as well. Ooh. Really, you know, just so you get that nice black lipsticky sort of look around your lips. Mm. And I was a very heavy smoker. So that, I mean, I'm painting a lovely picture.
I bought an ashtray yesterday. Still talking about smoking. No, because I'm having my garden done, and I was in Asda buying some glasses, and then I saw ashtrays, and I picked one up, and I thought, I'm having my garden done. Surely I should be thinking about garden furniture. And then I thought, well, I'm
is
here
that
now.
Garden furniture?
Are you going to sit in it, Sally?
Do you smoke, Sally?
No, I don't smoke. But I was thinking,
are you planning to murder someone? I can't think why else you'd buy a fucking ashtray.
Well, I was thinking I might have some friends over, mightn't I? And they might want to have a cigarette. And also, my thought went. Decking. I don't want people putting their fucking fags out on my new decking, do I?
The thing is, nobody ever goes to your house other than builders.
It's so very true. I've always got a bit workmen round here. Oh, yeah.
Ellie, same question to you. So what was your drink of choice then in your 20s?
It was vodka and Coke for me. Ooh, I used to drink a lot of vodka and Coke. No, not into it. Lager, because it was in my 20s, I became a video games journalist. My first job. So I learned, and I was always the only girl, you know, and often beer was the only drink. You go to a press event and it just didn't occur to them that people who liked things like wine and gin might be there. So that was it. You had lager. So I learned very quickly to drink 3 pints in an hour.
Well done.
With people. And that became a special skill. I think it's that got me as far as it did in video games, to be honest.
Your drinking technique.
Yeah, definitely like Helen. I did have an incident in my 20s where I drank loads and loads and I had to go to a meeting, and exactly like she was saying, I had to leave the meeting to vomit in the toilet. And then but unlike her, I went back into the meeting and I just said, I'm really sorry, I have to go. I've got food poisoning, because I was like, I'm going to be sick again and I can't. I've got to go. Of course, I don't think they believe me, but I left. No. And then I got into a black cab. And then, sure enough, 10 minutes down the road, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to vomit again. But I was going back to a friend's house, so I didn't know where I was in London. I didn't know how I was going to get. And I was like, I can't get on the tube like this. Like, what am I going to do? But if I vomit in his car. So anyway, I said to him, can you stop the car? Because I need to be sick. And I saw him sort of stiffen. And I was like, it's morning sickness. Listen, guys, who's going to throw a pregnant woman out of their car?
No one. I'll be doing that when I'm 80.
Yeah. So he pulled over. I vomited out the car. Well, it was all fine. I got back in the car. He was like, but then of course it was, when's it due? And who's the father? And where are you going to have it? And I've got 3 kids. And what are you going to call it? And I was like, I don't know. What's your name? And he was like, Paul. And I was like, yeah, I might call it Paul.
Good.
Oh, that's
very nice. Flatter the man. Flatter him. That's what you need.
Do you?
I felt bad.
Like, so are you like the sort of duo that look after each other, that one thinks, oh God, she's fuck-faced tonight. I'm going to have to look after this one.
Is it always one of you? Is it taking turns?
Yeah.
Why don't you take this one, Helen?
Yeah, so just before lockdown last year, we went to our friend's house, Fancy Annabelle. And that is her real name, Fancy Annabelle. And we had a lot of champagne. We're all adults here. I smoked some fun cigars, some fun cigarettes as well. And we all know what happens when you drink too much and then have a bit of the green stuff. Night, night. So we hopped in the cab at 2 a.m. And then I just could not stop throwing up. I just threw up the whole way home. And it was for about an hour and 10 minutes because it was in West London and we live in Southeast, which is like going to Manchester. And poor Ellie had to look after me. And I was just sick in my handbag the whole time.
In your handbag?
Gross. How big is your handbag?
It was a rucksack.
That was handy.
Yeah, quite a heavy load. But Ellie just saw me at one point just chucking out things like my iPad, my wallet and all that sort of stuff and then just heaving into it. But we gave the man a generous tip. I say we, it was Ellie.
Oh, Ellie.
Poor lovely man. But I'm a spewer and I have done, you know, I think I even broke your toilet seat one night, didn't I, when I was having a spew, or break your sick bowl as well. But yeah.
You've got a special designated sick bowl.
Well, I mean, do you know what I mean? We say that, don't we? We all say that.
Yeah. But it's the bowl that you've eaten your breakfast out of and all your guests have as well.
But Ellie is literally half my size and weight. So, but magnificent. That was one of the things I fell in love with first about. I was like, wow, she could put it away. This is good.
That's how I always try to attract people with my ability to consume alcohol. Don't try and be clever or funny or pretty. Just try and fucking drink.
That's
good. So works out quite well.
You've admitted that you've had a situation and Ellie has had to bail you out. Do you know any really bad drunk stories about Ellie that you can tell us that will embarrass her, please? Thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the things that Ellie does when she's really drunk is Irish dance.
Oh, what?
Great. Good stuff. Well done, Ellie.
And I'm sure you weren't expecting me to say that. But the thing is that she is almost possessed with the spirit of Michael Flatley, even though he's not dead.
Mm. It's like Michael Flatley is inside me.
It is.
I don't think I'd like that. I don't think it's
a very talented man.
No, very talented man.
You would, Lou.
Especially to Bewitched. And the other night, Ellie actually on our Instagram account, I don't know how much she'd actually drunk, but decided to film herself in her kitchen, Irish dancing. And it was an Instagram sensation, I must admit.
I'll be looking that up.
I'm proud of it, though. I'm not sure. I do have like Irish heritage way back, but I've only been to Ireland about twice. But somehow when I'm drunk, I'm convinced I can do it. And I'm not being ironic. I love to watch Riverdance. I think it's amazing.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Marvellous. Once did it in a pub in New Cross at about 2 a.m. And this Irish lady came up to me and told me what a wonderful Irish dancer I was and how I made her miss the old country. And I was like, yeah, I've won loads of prizes for it. She's like, I'm not surprised. And we had a lovely chat.
What's the biggest lie you've told while you've been drunk, Ellie?
Probably that, to be honest. Probably that. Well, that being pregnant to the taxi driver. Yeah. And I'm a prize-winning Irish dancer.
Do you not feel guilty about the poor little Irish lady who is now chatting to all her friends and family about how she met that prize-winning Irish dancer?
She'd had so much to drink, I think she'd forgotten about it within 8 minutes of it happening.
Okay, fair enough.
So I think, if I'm honest, I don't.
Do you know, I remember a drunk hangover story with me once when I I can't remember this because I've got I'm approaching menopause. I can't remember.
What do you mean you're approaching menopause? You're in the menopause, Sally.
I'm in the peri. I keep saying it was peri. I've had a period in the last month. Anyway, but it was the first one in about 6 months. Okay.
Just all right.
Back in, just so is that quasi perimenopausal?
Yes, yeah. I think it might be. Yeah, I think
quasi perimenopausal.
I think that's the medical term. Now I've forgotten what I was going to say to you.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
No, I know.
Was it something to do with lying or Irish dancing?
I remember once I worked at Beaumont's Leisure Club at the Oxford Moat House. The only reason I worked there is because, because Crossroads Motel, the TV show, when it came around again, Motel, and they all worked in a leisure club. And I thought, I fancy that job. So I went and got a job because of watching Crossroads, which was a soap opera, Helen, back in the...
I have no
40s,
idea what you're saying. Anyway,
oh, mate,
continue.
I'll send you some clips later. It's a very, very strong part of Britain's cultural history, and it's actually quite disappointing. You don't know what it is. I feel like I don't believe that you passed
your
the
friendship.
No,
she did her research.
Friendship needs a bit more stability.
She won't even. I bet she doesn't know what fucking El Dorado is.
Oh God,
no. Marcus, you made me say it.
That's right. I've learned you that one.
Marcus.
There we go.
Well, I was so drunk and I had to be at work at 6 a.m. Hence, awful choice of a job. And somebody came to get their locker key for the whatever they were doing in the moat house. And I went I sat there and I went, there it is. And I thought, well, I'm going to fucking chuck now. So I opened the cupboard door, leant my head over, chucked into a bin, picked the key up as I was doing it, came back up and gave it to him whilst wiping a little bit of puke out of my mouth. Anyway. That was inspired by one of your stories, Helen.
Yeah. Oh, a little dainty lady spew, as I like to call it. Just a little blap. Yeah. Yes, good.
There we go. Anyway.
So, right. Mm. So you two, so you're like bosom buddies and you're really good mates and everything. I'm trying to, I get the impression that, well, because Ellie's got glasses on, she looks really sort of like the serious one out of the two of you. Right. Ellie.
Love that Ellie didn't even...
No, there's no flinch there, is there?
No.
Nothing moves on that face as if to go, you are correct. Yes.
Well, I'm looking at you, Sally, and you, Lou, and you're both wearing fucking glasses.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, right. Am I supposed to say it's a serious one out of you two?
Well, it's neither of us, is it, really?
I'm the serious one. Anyway.
Okay.
I feel like you and Ellie have got a connection there.
Yeah. Helen, I'm looking at you going, oh, yeah, definitely. Back in the day, you and I would have
definitely
gone out.
Definitely what? Oh, I see. Okay.
What?
Yeah. You went, I definitely, and then you stopped. And I went, what's she going to say?
Anything, really.
Got a strap on? Yeah. What's she doing?
No, I was going to say that I was like, sometimes when Helen says things, I think, Helen and I are separated at birth. And even in that instance where I forgot I was wearing my own glasses, then I just thought, I think I am an Australian
Should
woman.
Should Ellie and I leave the call now, Lou? Is that what you're asking?
Well, Sally, I've noticed that you're wearing a scrunchie round your wrist, though we've just met, leads me to think you're a woman who's prepared for every eventuality,
there
Sally.
You go. Thank you.
You are
Ellie.
Who I want in the war room when the World War III kicks off. Me and you, mate, we're sorted out.
Oh, me and Helen would find a way through it, though. Oh, my God.
Prostitution, probably, yeah.
Absolutely.
You'd be dancing with the GIs and drawing seams on your legs with an old felt tip.
Oh, that's exactly what they'd
getting
be doing.
Getting the seams rubbed off by an old American helmet rubbed up your leg. Nah, mate. Nah.
Ellie and Sally will be fighting.
Fucking polishing munitions and beating back the Belgians. That's what we'll be doing, Sally.
Yes.
So you were
you there, Ellie.
Oh my God, you two. You're the resistance, aren't we? Aren't you?
Yes.
And me and Helen have never resisted anything before.
No.
The Germans walk into town and you're like, sure, do you want some wine?
So you were a video listen, look at me switching from rude to professional. Were a video game journalist type person that drank beer. Helen, what did you do in real life before you became a scummy mummy?
Yeah, so I studied history of art, and then I was, and in a very unfunny way, I worked in galleries and museums.
Oh,
so
yes.
that was my profession. I was there for about 15 years. But I started stand up in Australia back in 2003, 2004, and did a bit of stand up there, like solo stand up. And then I gave it up for about 7 years. And and then I started back. And then my first gig back, I met Ellie Gibson.
Oh, my goodness.
That was it. And that's how the Scummy Mummies began. So, yeah, so I did that and worked a little bit while we started off. And then Ellie and I both quit our jobs to go fresh. Wow. We went hardcore. We thought, oh, give it a go. It seems fun. It means we don't get to see our husbands and we get to do podcasts and go on the road. So that was it. So, yeah. And so I think in 2009 we did 105 live shows. So we're on tour
2019.
Sorry, 2019.
Unless, God, I didn't know you in 2009, so unless you did them without me.
Maybe I'm pre-Perry. I did once lie to Lorraine Kelly that I was on Lorraine because I had faked my own perimenopausal symptoms.
Just to get on the telly. Yeah.
They rang up the Lorraine show. They rang, and I think they rang me, and they said, oh, are either of you perimenopausal?
Because we need someone
to come on the rain. And I was like, no, we're not, sorry. And I put the phone down, and we were in the van, I think. We were going to a gig, and you were like, who was that? And I was like, it was Lorraine show. But I said, and she was like, I'm perimenopausal. And I was like, no, you're not. And she went, I am. I might be.
It's really convenient though, isn't it? When you can actually slip in that you're perimenopausal or menopausal, because you can actually get away with quite a lot with that.
Is that what you say at the end of your gigs?
Yeah, sorry about that. Listen to my dusty womb echoing.
I'm sweating and echoing around the
Oh, did you hear that clunk then? Yes, that was one of my fallopian tubes just packing up.
Yes. Change the subject slightly. What about a hangover cure, you girls? Have you got any tips for us tomorrow?
Oh, okay. Well, obviously, I like a Barocca, and a double egg fried sandwich is my go-to always.
God, that's quite specific, isn't it? So if somebody pitched up with one egg, ketchup, you'd be like...
No, I like a double egg, and I like ketchup and mayonnaise. Thank you, please.
Oh, in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's my go-to. Ellie, what's your hangover cure?
I quite like a roast dinner, if you can wait that long. If you can wait for your roast lunch, that's Sunday, that'll sort you out. But yeah, I've been known to meat liquor. I do like a meat liquor for a hangover, actually.
What's a meat liquor?
It's a restaurant. Didn't survive in Bristol. Didn't survive it.
Oh, really?
No.
It's like fancy burgers.
Lovely.
Oh, it sounds like really a gay club, doesn't it?
Soggy as well, but in a good way. In that.
Yeah, it's very saucy. Yeah.
Risotto. Yeah. That's actually a very good.
Who's got time to make a risotto when they're hungover?
You've got to have some ready, surely.
Yeah. Oh no.
What about you, Lou, then? What have you, it sounds like you've got quite a defined idea about the hangover cure.
Now listen, Helen, I've got a very sophisticated palate. So for me, back in the day when I used to work with wanking Coronation Street Sue, we used to work at Granada Telly, ITV, hence the challenge for. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But we used to work with another lady called Sue who used to hate me. And so I used to come in every day. She used to hate the smell of egg. So, and I knew that she hated me and that I knew that she hated the smell of egg. And when I moved to Manchester, which is where Granada was, I was drunk every night because why not? I would go in every morning with a fried egg roll. And I used to sit next to Sue, who hated me, and eat my fried egg roll next to her. And she complained to HR 5 times about me and the smell of egg. Sue, I mean, she complained about my smell of egg, but she used to sit there and dip grapes into cottage cheese. And that's because she would eat all
day. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, Lou. I'm sorry. I'm with Sue here. That doesn't smell. That doesn't smell like cottage cheese, yeah, but these eggs.
Nobody needs to hear or see somebody sucking cottage cheese off a grape.
Cheese and grapes. Hey, Helen, let's settle this once and for all. There's an ongoing debate. So when we are on tour, which we are obviously when we're not in a global pandemic, we have a van that we pay men to drive for us. But there is an ongoing debate about whether it is what foodstuffs is okay and not okay to eat in the van. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's Sally and Lou, I want your honest response.
Okay.
Is it okay to eat prawns in the van?
Yeah.
To eat prawns.
Yeah. I don't think prawns smell.
No, they don't smell.
Unless they're off.
I'm talking about the M&S ones that come with a little Mary Rose dipping sauce.
You clearly think it's not okay, Ellie, the way you've...
No, I'm just phrasing the question.
You're trying to persuade us now.
No, it's very specific.
I'm giving you the full picture.
I'd say that it's the Mary Rose sauce there that's the smelly thing, not the prawn. No, I think I could put up with that, I reckon.
Yeah, I think I could put up with that, yeah.
So, cool, we're saying yes to prawns.
Yes,
that's cool.
Okay.
Next one, eggs.
No.
Again, not fried, though, Lou. You can buy it at Marks & Spencer service station. You can buy the hard-boiled eggs in a little pot.
No,
pot
with that's just laziness. Not with other people. Not with other people.
No.
On your own.
That's just a no.
That's just laziness.
That no. Okay. No. All right, so we've got one yes, one no. Mm-hmm. Last one. Is it acceptable knowing you've got a four-hour journey to Manchester or wherever it is with your friend and your roadie, is it acceptable to have for lunch a veggie burger with a side of lentils?
Ooh.
Is that okay?
In the car, on the van, in the van.
But before you leave, obviously knowing you're quite a gaseous person.
Oh, I see, before you go, sorry. Yeah.
You see, for me...
she'd do it.
Yeah, I would, yeah, because I love a good fart. And who doesn't want to smell my insides?
I think if you're with a good mate, it's all right. But if you've got company of people that you don't particularly know, like perhaps men who are driving your van.
So usually it's either Helen's brother or my father or our mate Steve who's driving the van. So,
well, your dad likes meat, doesn't he?
He does like meat.
We've learned that.
So is this everything that Helen does that irritates you, Ellen?
Pretty much. No.
I like a prawn and an egg. I like a low-carb snack. So I like prawns and eggs in the van.
High protein.
High protein. Helen likes the farting, the lentils. And the
I'll often have just a roadside samosa just to top me up with the lentils.
But I like samosas, not... so I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I've already forgotten my answer, if I'm honest.
So you've been on stage, you've done your shows, they've been hugely successful. People have thrown you HRT patches and roses and whatever. And what's your drink, your go-to drink when you've come off stage, you've gone, we've fucking nailed that, come on, what's the drink of choice?
We like an icy cold cider.
Oh, yeah. An old rosy.
Icy cold cider.
Icy cold cider or a white wine while we do, because normally we do a book signing and a meet and greet and all that. So we'll have that. But then we always, ideally, have a post-show curry. And then, of course, it's lager. Because you've got to have lager with curry.
Yeah.
A nice Cobra or what's the other one?
Kingfisher.
Kingfisher. Thank you very much.
We actually changed the time of our tour that was supposed to be in 2020. We actually changed the time of our shows from 8 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. to ensure that we could get to the curry house.
Brilliant.
Very
You've got to make it work for you.
Yes.
This is what I'm saying.
Yes.
I mean, these people are coming anyway because they're
fans.
They can
come half an hour earlier, can't they?
Absolutely. We've made the effort.
Yeah.
We realised we were originally the sort of thinking behind 8 o'clock was give people time to sort out the babysitter and stuff. And then we sort of realised that all these people coming to our show, we're going to the pub down the road and getting shit-faced anyway before they came to the show. It's like, well, you might as well get shit-faced in the theatre.
Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah.
Is there a drink that you can't touch anymore? That's what I was going to ask. Something from your early years that you...
I used to not be able to drink tequila, but then I got back into margaritas.
Practice, and you can get into it again, can't you? Well done.
Yeah.
I'm all right with it now.
Should I tell the story, Ellie?
Tell
the story.
When I was 18, I was staying overnight with my boyfriend for the first time in a hotel because you were allowed because you were adults. And we drank a bottle of Southern Comfort and then I had anal for the first time.
What? I didn't expect that.
They should use that on their bottles to sell it.
No. Southern Discomfort, my friends.
Not with the bottle up there. It wasn't.
With a penis. With his penis, I believe. No. I can't touch the stuff. Get a whiff of it and think. Ooh,
anal.
Anal. Yeah. No. I do a little quench. Oh. Little quench. Little clench.
A little quench.
That's terrible.
I wonder if you could have Southern Comfort if you could just get over your over that anal moment.
It's sort of like a gag reflex for your ass.
I'm the same with them. When I smell egg sandwiches, it reminds me of Nicholas Parsons because my mum used to make us egg sandwiches on a Sunday and he'd be on the radio. I mean, there's a very loose connection
is,
but anal, how was it?
It feels like, but Lou, it feels like your life is defined by a series of moments of your mother cooking.
You're absolutely correct.
You have measured out your life in egg sandwiches and
lamb and rosemary.
Oh God, do you think I need help?
Yeah, I do. I think maybe some sort of just a few sessions might.
Yeah. I think we've come quite far. I think we should workshop this more. I think we should start charging you 50 quid an hour and we'll just do this three times a week, Lou.
Yeah. I'd fucking love that. I would. Because if we get to drink
Aperol, one listens to me.
If we get to have Aperol spritz and whatever, that I haven't even touched the wine.
Sauvignon, lovely. Oh, we've got to decide as well whether it's spit or swallow, but also we need to Lou has a lovely question.
So here's my question of choice. Here we go. Ladies. So you have in front of
you. Are there any ladies here?
No, I was being polite. Yeah. Okay. Whores of the night. Here we go. Here's your question. You've got a spittoon in front of you. Okay. Right. And you both of you look like swallowers to me. So we'll have to get over that. You've got a spittoon in front of you. Somebody else has spat in the spittoon. Lots of different wines and drinks and things. Whose spittoon would you drink?
Oh, what do you mean? Mine or Helen's?
Whose gob would you happily...
You've got a spittoon, a bucket full of shrapnel from somebody else that's...
Shrapnel, hey, Ellie, taking you back to those fighting days.
Yeah. And it's full of the spit and whatever that somebody else has spit.
Oh, so who's... Does anybody in the world spit?
Oh, yeah.
Who would you...
Alive or dead.
Of course.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. I would drink my children's spit. I've cleaned up
Do you feed them wine?
No.
Oh, good.
But I've dealt with enough of their other bodily fluids that it wouldn't be a great leap, to be honest.
It's a good answer. I was about to say it's a good question. I heard it every fucking week.
I'm going a bit left field. I'm going to say Fred Sirot from the French
Fred Sirot.
That's the one.
Fred Sirot.
I still don't know who it is.
Fred Sirot's from First Dates.
Fred
Sirot.
Giving him a French name.
Fred Sirot.
Oh, dear. Yes.
Yeah. That guy.
You know, he's French like Edith Piaf.
Helen should be auditioning for the remake of Allo Allo, shouldn't she?
Don't get us started on accents. Listen, we have a whole game on our podcast. Which is basically just Helen doing terrible foreign accents.
I'm with you, Helen. This is where Helen and I bond. You two are going to have to take over the front line now.
Right, Helen, I'm going to message you. Right, here's what we're going to do. Helen, have you got your WhatsApp open?
Hang on. Yes, I do. Hang on.
Right, I'm going to message you an accent. Is this all right? Can we do this?
Of course, because I love an accent. I love doing it. Okay.
I'm going to message Helen an accent because I know her best ones, and she's going to perform it for you, and then you have to guess what it is.
Okay.
All right. Yeah? Brilliant. Go on then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right, Helen, have you got your WhatsApp on?
I've got WhatsApp on. I'm just waiting for your call.
Okay.
Or the tension. It's like £1 million drop or something.
All right. There you go. I've messaged you.
All right, ready, go. Yeah, all right, good.
Okay.
Ready?
Here's Helen doing her first accent.
Hello, I'll come to my beautiful country.
Is that Italian?
Turkish.
Greek.
Welsh. From Birmingham.
Scottish. Oh, yeah, is it in the UK?
Come to my beautiful
country. Go on,
Helen.
Is it American?
It's Spain.
Of course it is.
Oh, good.
Right, I'll send you another one, Helen.
This is great.
Okay, ready? Okay.
Is it the same?
All right, ready? No.
Oh, hi. Come and see my lovely sheep.
Oh, that's Welsh, isn't it?
can you do that again for me, please? Because I don't think I got quite enough of it.
Oh, hi.
You have to start it with Ivor the engine. And then
what does that mean?
It's a Welsh children's show from the 70s.
Ivo the engine. Come see my lovely sheep.
Oh, I've made it even worse.
Yeah, you have.
That tip.
Can we have one more?
Do you know what?
I'll send you one more.
Okay. Ah, good. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, this is one she can do.
She's really confident. Yeah.
All right,
loving this.
Okay. Oh, I love some chips. I love chips and I love fish and I'll have them for my tea.
Oh, well, you have them for your tea. No?
It's either Scottish or New Zealand. One or the other.
It's Geordie.
No,
oh,
it's Geordie,
is it? It's Geordie.
Ellie, I can absolutely categorically say that is not jury. I was going to say jury service. No, it's not Geordie.
You do a Geordie.
Orange, hang on a moment. Oh, she'll have a little fishy on her little dishy.
She's good at them. Don't make a dish. She's loving it. Look at her. She can do them all. Don't.
Can she?
Yeah.
I'd do deck first, but I would do aunt as well.
Ellie's dad was famous. Wasn't he famous, Ellie, for doing a Geordie accent?
Yeah, so he was in a show called Jossie's Giants. Ooh. It's a kids' TV show about football.
Oh, my God.
So
you've taken
me
back.
There's always one person. This is what always happens. Someone like Louis is doing now goes, oh, my God, that's amazing. And Sally just sits there blankly going,
no, I remember it, but I've never watched it. I'm ever so sorry.
Well, who was your dad?
No, God, don't. He was Jossie.
No! Shut up!
It's good, isn't it? That is good.
I think it might be why my husband married me, to be honest, but we just never talk about it. We just don't mention it.
Keep that elephant in the room.
Oh, God. And I used to be in a TV programme called Press Gang.
Did you?
No. The answer.
Who are you?
Nobody. I just carried bits of paper. But you see, I'm...
Oh, my God.
She was with a very good extras agency. Now.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
Did you get off? Come on. Did you get off with Dexter Fletcher?
Listen.
Uh-oh.
On my audition, they said, do you watch Press Gang? I said, I do. And then I said, I only watch it because I'm in love with Dexter Fletcher. Then they gave me a role as an extra or a featured artist. And then on all my call sheets and every piece of paperwork, they called me Louise Fletcher. it was awful.
Oh, that was going to be brilliant.
No, it was just awful because I did it for three or four years. And every time I went to work, I was like, oh, God. Oh, God. It's like I carried a watermelon. Oh, God. Anyway,
we have to decide. We have to decide if these drinks are a spit or a swallow. That's what we get to eventually.
Because that's the whole point of the podcast, Sally.
Yeah.
So I'm going to suggest that, judging by my empty glasses, it's a swallow from me on both counts.
I am going to say, okay, mine's controversial. Sauvignon Blanc, this one. From South Africa. There's my accent, South Africa. But that's all I can do because look, now it goes all over the shop. Thank you. I'd say that's a swallow. That's a nice one. Southern Right, it's called. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, that sounds awful. Oh. That's really, yeah, all of a sudden.
Oh, no. No.
Very anti-North, that one. Anyway.
She's drinking it.
That's a swallow for sure.
Yeah, glasses just gone down heavily. Yep.
The way I've made it, it's a spit.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
Never going to swallow anything again after hearing that fucking noise.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
Spritz, I'm sorry.
Be honest with you, Christ. The Aperol Spritz, I'd like to try it with the olive. Yeah.
Yeah. And a nice, it's got a teeny bit of salt in it, which
I
like.
Yeah, I think now I've drunk that much of it, I'd quite like that. And I think the olive now, I've totally like come full circle on that opinion.
I can't believe you remember the very beginning of the podcast.
I've got a very good long-term memory and a terrible short one, as we've discovered through this podcast. That one, sat with me, that olive thing.
If you change your mind about olives after an Aperol Spritz, imagine what you might change your mind about after a bottle of Southern Comfort.
Oh,
I'm just going to say. I'm just going to say.
Oh, Helen, dirty ass banger thorn. Thanks, ladies.
You were referring to banger in Wales and the accents. Honestly, I was. Anyway.
Oh, there's multi-layers.
Oh, man, look at that.
Right.
Thank you, ladies. You've been a fucking delight to chat to.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with us about what you thought about the drinks that we've tried, or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we are @LouAndSally. Facebook and TikTok is Spit or Swallow Podcast. or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34, that's the numbers 34, at gmail.com.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, then please subscribe and leave us a review, because this helps other people find us.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast, where you can find some bonus content.
Thanks to Acast for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you lot for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Bye!